Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah lamed vav. I will try to do another mitzvah tomorrow, but I might not. I'll be away for a couple of days, so it might be that the next mitzvah will be next Sunday. I will try to do one, but if there might not be time, so just look online to see when the next mitzvah is. But today's mitzvah is mitzvah lamed vav. Shelo lignov nefesh mi Yisrael. Not to steal a nefesh from Israel. So even though on the surface, when you translate losignov in the Aseres Hadibros, you think not to steal. Rashi already points out on Chumash that we're not talking about gonev mamon. We're talking about gonev nefesh. There's a separate avera of stealing money. But this is stealing a person, because Rashi says, you know, from the context, everything else in the Aseres Hadibros has to do with, at least in the second half of the Aseres Hadibros, has to do with nefashos, losirsach, losinaf, losignov, losanavech etshaker, and los, right, though the context of what's before and after it is dealing with nefashos. So too, this must be talking about nefashos as well. That's what the Chinuch says, lo ligro nefesh mi Yisrael. It's the Isser of kidnapping. Shenemar, losignov, uba apirish, shebegonev, nefashos, hakasim medaber. Shor shemitzvah niglehu. The shortage of this mitzvah is nigla. The Umos HaOlam already know about this mitzvah, this Aveira. We say in the Asara Haruge Malchus, we discussed the 10 martyrs both on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. So if you look in the the version, the Yom Kippur version in Eila Ezkara, which we say towards the end of Musaf on Yom Kippur, we say, why was it, Rachman al Etzlan, that they were, these 10 martyrs had to be given as karbanos on behalf of Klal Yisrael? So the first paragraph, Upazach meve'ela mishpatim v'chashem mezimas, v'gonev ishu mecharov v'nimsav yodam mos yumas. The oppressor says to the tzaddikim, hey, what's the halacha if there's a kidnapping and the person is sold? What's the halacha? He has to die. I, Yosef and his brothers, Mechiras Yosef, this week's parsha. Did anybody ever die for that? Most humans? No? Okay. You're Chayav Misa, which is obviously illogical. It's generations and generations later. But that's what we refer to at the beginning of Asura Ruge Malchus. We refer to this Aveira. Gava Levik Dolim Vitziva Lamalos Platero Na'alim. He took out shoes to show what, according to the Medrash, what Yosef was sold for. But this is the, Haim Ka'anu Lo Meis HaGanavahu, right? They answer him that Ganav surely should die. Num Aye Abu Sechem Asher Achihem Macharuhu La'archaz Yishmaelim Secharuhu Uva'anna Alayim Nisanuhu V'yatem Kablu Din Shamayim Aleichem. You're Chayev Misa because they were never they never got their punishment. If the Shvatim was still alive, I'd kill them. So that is the Isser of kidnapping, and as we know the story, they went up to Shemayim to see if that was the Gzeira, and it was. So that is this Isser of Gonev Nefesh Miyisrael. A big discussion late Rishonim, early Achronim, is why is this Isser of kidnapping categorized as Geneva and not Gezela? We will learn later on in the Torah, in the order of the mitzvahs, that there are two separate Isurim. Lo Sigzol and not to be Gonev as well, two separate Isurim. What's the difference between Geneva and Gezela? So that is a big discussion, but Pashtus is, the Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Tes, what we usually assume, Gezel is out in the open. I go over to somebody and say, I grab something from them. I steal, as the Pasuk says, Vayigzol sacharis mi'ad ha-mitzri. I grab something out of your hands. That's the usual understanding of gezela. Geneva is done in stealth. Geneva is done at night. Nobody knows about it. I go when you're not there. The Gemara says that's even why geneva has more stringencies than gezela. Geneva, which is chayef kefel, Chayev double to pay back, while Gzela not. Why? And says the Gemara, Armalahen, Zehishva kvod eva lakvod kono, Vzelo hishva kvod eva lakvod kono. Kaviyachol, Asa, Ain shalmata kilu eino roev, Ain shalmata kilu eino shamas. If somebody's a Gazlan, he doesn't care about people, he doesn't care about God. He equalizes them. But a Ganef, he's scared of people. That's why he's doing it in private. As if he's saying, God doesn't know. So he's making God worse. That's why Ganav is even worse. That's the simple understanding. So based on that, ask the late Rishonim, Bital Ashkenazi, the author of the Chita B'Kubetzes, in his Shuvas, was asked, why is kidnapping categorized as Geneva? Usually you kidnap the person, and he knows he's being kidnapped. He's the person. He knows what's going on. So it should be Gzela. Should be Lo Sigzol in the Aseres Hadibros. Why is it Lo Signov? So the Chita B'Kubetzes has a Chiddush. He says, maybe every person a person doesn't, is not, he is Bailam on himself, but in this context, maybe the person is not owned, but shayach to his family. And his family doesn't know about it. That's why it's called Geneva. That's what the Shita B'Kubetza suggests. Rav Yochanan Peshel Perlow on the Sefer Mitzvahs of Sadigo does not like that approach. He says, what do you mean that peep this family or his owners? He's his own owner. He says, no, I think, says Rav Yochanan Peshel, that most kidnapping happens, Rahman al-Islam, with children. And children are b'shus horehem. Children are in the shus of their parents, so maybe that's why it will be called Geneva. But there's another idea that one could suggest, and that is based on a big chiddush that we discussed in the past of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says maybe there's something deeper about the difference between Geneva and Gezela. There are many differences in halacha, if you look at them, and there are differences in formulation of the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Geneva and the beginning of Hilchas Gezela. Just to mention one, and that is, there's a concept based on the Gemara at the beginning of Ezeo Neshech of Goniva Manaslo Mekat. What if I steal as a joke? I go over to you and I steal something of yours. I'm going to give it back in an hour. I just want to make you crazy. I want you to look for it and not know what's going on. Make you crazy and then I'll give it back in an hour. Is that usser? So the Gemara seems to say that stealing as a joke is usser d'oraisa. Goneva manas l'mekat. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Metzia. Rabbeinu Tam can't fathom. Rabbeinu Tam says, what are you talking about? We all do that. It's an amazing line by Rabbeinu Tam. Maisa b'chol yom. Rabbeinu Tam says has a different understanding of what the Isser is. But the Pashas of that Gemara, and that's what the Ritva says, and the Rambam Paskins this way, Goneva manas l'mekat is asur d'oraisa. If I steal from you, Gneva, without your knowing, as a joke, it's asur d'oraisa. Even though I'm going to give it back in half an hour. And the Rambam quotes that not only at the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, but he quotes that in Sefer HaMitzvos. And in Sefer HaMitzvos, as we know, he only quotes certain ideas that capture the essence of the Aveira, or of the Mitzvah. So why all of a sudden here, in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Losa, say, Resh Mem Dalid, the Rambam has to quote, there are so many details of Geneva, and yet he quotes this one. In Gezela, there is no parallel of being Gozel as a joke. It's not mentioned there by the Rambam, it's not mentioned there by the Gemara. So you might say, okay, Huadin, they're both the same thing. But Reb Chaim says, no, this halacha tips us off to something major. There's a major fundamental difference between Geneva and Gezela. Geneva is about the Maisa. The Mechayev of the Aveira is the Maisa Geneva, the act. Even though ironically it's done in private, but it's the act that's Mechayev. Gezela is more about the Hefsid Mamon, about the loss that is caused. And therefore, doing it as a joke, it's not going to be usher for Gzeli. There is no Hefsin Mamon. You're going to give it back. That's why it's only Goneva Manasla Mekat, and it's not Gozala Manasla Mekat, because only by Geneva is it going to be a problem. Another example that the Reb Chaim gave. Later on in Gehilchas Geneva, the Rambam says that we make special laws to make sure that children don't become accustomed to being Gonev. Roy Aleph Yud in Hilchas Geneva. Roy Lebezel Lahakos Es Aktanim Kvi Koach Akatan. You bank him al Geneva. Why don't you do that by Gzela? You don't find the parallel by Gzela? The answer possibly is because by Ktanim, it's the act that's so abhorrent. And therefore, you have to train them not to act in this way. Mashenkin, if it's just Hefs and Mamon, maybe it's not as much. There are many things that the children cause losses to, and it's not as much as abhorrent in our eyes. There are many examples of this chilek between Gnev and Gzela, which we discussed in the past in Maseches Baba Kama. But how does this fit in here? There's no Hefs and Mamon here when you kidnap somebody. It's the act that is Mechayev. It's the kidnapping itself. So maybe that's why it's called Geneva, because according to Reb Chaim, Geneva is all about the act, and this is no, you don't get a worse act than this, taking a person, not just his money. Mashenkin, Gzela, it's all about Hefs and Mamon. It's not shy to talk about this regarding Hefs and Mamon. So maybe according to Reb Chaim, this could fit in. Okay, so you have this Issa D'oraisa of kidnapping. Continues the Chinuch Dini HaMitzvah Kegon Masha Amru Ein Chilik Ben Gadol HaKatan. There's no difference if somebody kidnaps a Gadol or a Katan. Ben Ish La'isha, man, woman. De Nefesh Mikol Mako Mashma. Anybody who kidnaps is going to be Chayev D'Oraisa. Vidana going to be no. What about a father, son, Rebbe Talmud? Okay, there there might be differences. The Gemara says V'Isur No Heges B'Chol Makom B'Zacharim Ben Akevus. And this Isur applies always. Males and females. If a male steals or if steals a person, or if a woman kidnaps. Via over alaha of a gun of nefesh. And if somebody violates and kidnaps, chayiv chenek, it's asur d'oraisa. But there is a tnai, there's a condition. Really, three things have to be done in order to be chayiv misa d'oraisa. What is it? Number one is the stealing. Number two, V'hu, well, he doesn't even quote the second one. The second one is based on a pasuk later on. V'his amer bo umacharo. You have to use the person you kidnap. He or she has to service you. That's number two. And number three, you have to sell him or her. Those are the three requirements for Genevas Nefesh. You have to kidnap, you have to use the person that you, right, to for Hishtamshus, and you have to sell it. As he quotes the third one. V'hu shemachar oso nefesh. As long as you sold them, shekenu apirish, she'en achiyev chal olav ad sheyimkar. So there are three tznoim. Geneva, Hishtamshus, and Mechira. Those are the three ingredients to this Isser Daraisa. Shekasav achem agal olav, because the Pazik later on tells us, tachsiv, v'gunav ish umacharo, mos yumas. Only if the Isser, all three were done, is one Chayav Isa. An important discussion, before we get to the Minchas Chinuch's discussions, an important discussion related to kidnapping is what happens if someone was kidnapped, and we are reacting to that kidnapping. And that is the sugya of redeeming captives, Pidyon Shvuyim, which is one of the great, the Shulchan Aruch says, one of the greatest mitzvahs that we could do. Rachmana Litzlan, it's halacha l'maisa today when we still have captives. But the question is, how much does one have to give for a captive? Again, one thing that we're not going to talk about now, a separate sugi, is what about letting out terrorists to get a captive back? So you have to look into the poskim to talk about that. That's not what we're not going to get into now. But what about if it's a pure money issue? It's not in the context like it is today. It's where it's terrorism, but it's just a pirate. Right, holding somebody for money. So how much money? So the Mishnah says in Gittin, Adaf Memhei, Ein Poden Es HaShvuyin, Yesor HaKadei Demeyem, Memhei Tekena Olam. You can redeem a captive more than they're worth. What is a person worth? That's also a question. But whatever, more than they're worth, so that's, you know, how to redeem it more. Why? Why can't you go above? So the Gemara has two possibilities. Maybe because you're going to bankrupt the public. Tukka de Tzibura. You're going to make the public bankrupt, number one. Or, if you do it, then what? Then they'll just do it again next week. If you give in to their demands. So those are the two deos in the Gemara. Why is it that you cannot redeem a captive for billions of dollars? Because of one of these two reasons. But there are many, not many, a number of exceptions to the rule. Tosfos says, right there in Gittin Daf Memhei, a husband to redeem a wife, there's no shear. Because ishto kugufo, and to redeem a person's own self, there is no shear. V'yalatzmo, davi guku, shiny ishto davi kugufo, yosem ibito, tahacha, v'alatzmo lo tiknu, shlo yitin kol asher lo ba'anavsho. Right, there's no shear when it comes to a wife. Number one. Number two, a gadol ador, a talmud chacham. Also there, some rishonim say, there is no shear even more than kedei demand, because the generation needs the person. And this is what happened at least one time in history, and that is quoted by the Rishonim. The Maharami Rutenberg, the Rebbe of the Rush, was captured, and they were holding him as a hostage, the Maharami Rutenberg. And the story goes that they were ready to redeem him, and they gathered millions of whatever the coin was, and they were going to redeem him, and he did not let them redeem him. The Maharam said, no, don't give it to them, because it's just going to lead to more hostages in the future, and he died in jail. And he was never redeemed. The Amshal Shlomo, the Marshal in Gittin, in Perek Hey O Samach Vav, quotes this story, and he says, I don't understand the story. Because many Rishonim say that a Tamar Chacham, you're allowed to redeem. V'tama ani, me'acha shahaya Tamar Chacham muflag, v'lo haya kamoso, b'doro, b'toro, b'chasidus. There was nobody like the Marshal. V'shari liftoso b'chal mamun sheba'olam. So why didn't he let them? Vimi Roban Fasanuso. Oh, he was just very humble. He didn't want to think of himself as a Tamar Chacham muflag. But what do you mean? He should know that he gives the greatest shiurim. Hayalo lachosh al bitul Torah. Kasher chaser ba'atzmo. He said he was sitting there b'choshech v'tzalmaves b'li Torah v'ora. V'hayim makonein shlo hayat lo sifrei poskim v'atosvas. Eich lo chash la'avon bitul Torah me'achosh rabim tzrichim lo. He knows how many people give shiur. He gives shiur to? So the Marshal says, I don't know why he didn't let himself out, unless you say that he thought that if they do this to him, that they're going to take other Talmidei Chachamim. That's what he was worried about. But he really does not understand it. But this is one example of a Talmud Chacham being different. The other time this came up was not so long ago, 40 years ago. 40 years ago, about 1980, when a couple of the Palestinian hijackers hijacked a couple of planes to Jordan, and Rav Huttner was on one of the planes. Very famous story. Rav Huttner was on one of the planes, and the Shaila was at the time, how much to give? How much to give to redeem Rav Hunder? So Rachman al-Hassan came up with Maisa. And a number of the Rabbanim at that time said that, oh, Tamar Chacham Muflag, you have to give, as no, there's no shear. And Rav Shechter and Ikve Yatzon on page Reish Vav quotes Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's quoted elsewhere as well, that Rav Yaakov says that no, you can't use that Cheshbin, that shiny Tamar Chacham, at this time. Why? Because the whole idea of regular rules of Pinyin Shvuyim with exceptions is only B'shah Shalom. When there's peace, but at wartime, you can't give the enemy extra money. You're going to give the money, they're just going to use it against you. You're going to give them millions of dollars, they're going to use it for weapons against you. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky felt that since 1948, there still hasn't been Shalom. There's been lulls, but what? There's only, yes, we call there have been certain wars. Rahman al-Islam. But during the rest of the time, what, the Arabs love us? Well, they'd rather know we'd not be here at all. So how can you call that Shas Shalom? So says Rabbi Yaakov, it's all a constant Shas Melchama. And therefore, Venimsa, Shakala Melchama, Shakala Pros, Shakala Mahumos, Sha'archim, Ha'aravim, it's all considered Shas Melchama. And therefore, one would not say that one has to spend more. Baruch Hashem, Rav Hunder got out, but that was Rabbi Yaakov's Taina against the others, according to Rav Shechter on page Reish Vav here in Ikve Hatzon. Okay, so that's a little discussion related to Pidyon Shvuyim, the counter mitzvah to kidnapping. Let's talk now for a couple of minutes about a couple of issues that the Minchas Chinuch brings up. Number one, the Minchas Chinuch says in Oz Beis, he discusses a little bit at length what type of kinyan has to be done on the person. If I grab a person, I'm holding on the person while the person is still in his own house. Is that a kinyan yet? For usual geneva, you have to do a regular maisa kinyan. I have to pick it up. I have to take it out of the reshus of the victim. So do the same rules and regulations apply to geneva's nefesh as applies to the geneva of an object? That's the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch here. He goes through a lot of the sources. Number one. Number two, he says in Oz Vav that the halacha does not make a difference who I sold, right? The third ingredient of the Isser, who I sold it to, even if I sold the person to a guy. Doesn't matter who. Oz Vav. Hini mechira zu ein chilek. Bein amachri lisrola lanachri. Talom matzino shum chilek b'shas bazeh. There's no difference. As long as it's a mechira, so then you are chayiv. Even though the Minchas Chinuch continues, ironically, on the bottom line, even though really it's not a halakhically recognized mechira, because you can't sell a person. If you're just selling a person, he's not an eved, so you can't sell a person. But it has to be the rules and the regular kinyonim that would work had you not be doing an avera. That's what's chayy for the mechira. Mechira zu be'emes lav mechira, he klal, v'lomani ma'isav klal, heich yuchal limkar es chaveiro, menu eved. You can't sell your friend. It doesn't work. But the Torah says if you try to do this and you use the normal routes of kinyanim, that's when you're going to be chayiv. Okay, but that's an important ha'ara to know. He also continues in that same piece in Dibur Maskel Va'ani Mesupik, a question that he asks many times throughout his sefer. What if you use a kinyan derabanan? Kinyan derabanan. Sometimes you find some rishonim that say a kinyan derabanan can only create an effect derabanan. Most of the time, though, we say that even if the mechanism is derabanan, it can create a chalos daraisa. For example, kinyan kesef, that's the big famous discussion in Hilchas Ishus. If I say, according to some girsos of the Rambam, getting married with a ring is derabanan. What, I'm only married? Mi daraisa, I'm single. Mi derabanan, I'm married. Not crazy, you can't talk like that. And no, that's an example where even if you say it's derabanan, the mechanism derabanan could create an effect daraisa. You're married daraisa. Kinyan daladamas is a kinyan that is only mi derabanan. But the Rabban says in Mesechas Gittin, a woman can accept her get using kinyan daladamas because you can have a mechanism that's derabanan could achieve a chalos daraisa. That's something that comes up in a number of places. Comes up also by Chalipin. There's a tshuva of the Radvaz who says Chalipin is a kinyan derabanan because it's learned out from a pasuk in Rus, but it achieves a chalos daraisa. Most assume that Chalipin itself is daraisa, but that is the issue of kinyanim. In Oz Zayin, on the bottom, the Minchas Chinuch says, what if I don't sell the person, but I give him as a present? I stole a baby, Rachman al-Islan, and then I give it as a present. Is Matana Kamecher in this regard? So the Minchas Chinuch says, you have to look in every area of halacha, there are different rules and regulations. Does selling mean selling, or does selling mean selling and giving? For example, by Tvichu Mechira, he says, if I steal a shar, an ox or a sheep, and then I sell it, if I sell it, I'm chayiv dalav hay. What if I give it? So the Gemara talks about it. Every one of these contexts, even in the Drabbanan realm, we have it. Are you allowed to give a present on Shabbos? Big discussion on the Maisa. Right, what happens to the bar mitzvah boy in shul? Right? Is the rabbi, is the president allowed to give the Bar Mitzvah away a present? Let's say I go somewhere for Shabbos lunch. I'm going to bring a bottle of wine. Is there any problem? We know you're not allowed to sell something on Shabbos. Is it the Rabbanan Gzeir Shem Yechtov? Mekachu Memkar? So what about giving? It's a big discussion. Some posts can say, well, Tzorach Mitzvah, it's okay. Tzorach Mitzvah. Just like on the first day of Yontif. If I only have one lulav and I'm going to give it to you, it has to be yours in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So I'm allowed to give it to you. Why? Because if Yontif and Shabbos, there shouldn't be any difference. But that's Mishum Mitzvah. So some say it may be also here. If it's L'shem Mitzvah, you're doing Hachnasas Orchim, or you're giving something to the host, or the Bar Mitzvah boy. Other posts can say maybe you shouldn't rely on that. That's why we have the Lashon of, and it should be the Bar Mitzvah boys after Shabbos. Is it Koned after Shabbos? Or before Shabbos, we were already Koned for him. All different Lashonos that are used. But that is the same issue of, is Matana included in Mecher? One final discussion, and that is in Os Ches, the Menachas Chinuch talks about, what about if I stole a pregnant woman, and I either sell the pregnant woman but not her fetus, or I sell the fetus without the pregnant woman? We know the sale, the halacha is only if it's a complete sale. So here he just gets into the issue of the status of a fetus, which actually we discussed a couple of days ago when we spoke about Lo Sirtzach, we spoke about abortion. But here is also, he discusses what's the status of a fetus regard to the mother. That's what he says, Uber Yerech Imahu, Lav Yerech Imahu. Feel free to look at some of the sources. Just to call you one fascinating Rambam, which requires a lot of elaboration, but we'll just mention it, related to the status of an Ubar, the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Zayin to Zayin. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, Im Yalda Ishchana Keva Hari Mukadesh Azli. The man is desperate. So he goes over to a woman who's pregnant and says, I want to marry your daughter. Says, hooray, right, I'm marrying your daughter, as long as it's a girl. Right? He goes over to a man. If your wife has an akeva, she's married to me. It's meaningless. That's if she's not pregnant. But if she's very pregnant, says the Rambam, you could do kiddushin to an unborn fetus. V'yirali, but then the Rambam adds, and it appears to me, v'yirali always means his own chiddush. It's sort of lachzor l'kadosh osam mi'aviyah achar shetivale. You got to do another act of kiddushin. Kadesh yachnus osa b'kiddushin she'in b'hen dofi. So you're married without any sveikus. Doesn't sound like though that's needed. Sounds like you could be married to her the second that she comes out. You could arrange it beforehand. That's an important Rambam. The Ravid here argues, but related to the status of an ubar, that's an important Rambam to be aware of. Okay, Os Tezvav, he talks about what if somebody stole, did the kidnapping when he was a katan, and then he sold when he was a gadol. He did the kidnapping when he was a guy, and sold when he was a Jew. Well, fascinating questions the Menachas Chinuch brings up there. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Hashem will continue either tomorrow, I will try, but if not, we'll have to wait a couple of days. Continue next week with Mitzvah La Mitzayin, the Mitzvah of the Aveira of Eidus Sheker.